I want to share with you tonight an idea by Rabbi Rasner on Parshat Shlach with a little bit of the Eim HaBanim Smecha by Rav Teichtal. So the good news is it's actually much easier to read the Makoros here than on the photocopies because my picture, scan, whatever, is not nearly as good on the copy as it is on the screen. So obviously, when we learn the parsha of Shlach and deal with Chet HaMeraglim, one of the big questions is how did the Jewish people sin? So we're not going to address that directly tonight, although maybe indirectly we'll get to that. But what I want to do, and I think it's actually possible that it's the first time we've ever done this, is I want to discuss a small piece at the end of Chet HaMeraglim, which is the parsha of the Mapilim. The Mapilim were those people that decided that they were going to go up to the land of Israel, despite the fact that God said they should not go. So we don't know very much about this story. So I thought it'd be a good one to try to figure out a little bit about. So the psukim start off, "Vayamutu anashim motzi'ei dibat haaretz ra'aba magefa lifnei Hashem." So in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, we're told that the Meraglim, right, the 10 spies that sin, so they die by Magefa, with some sort of like plague. I think Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that Magefa is like their tongue falls out and there are worms coming out of their tongue and their belly, to make it very clear that like there was some sort of like chait of Lashon Hara here. So they die. Of course, in Pasuk Lamed Chet, we're told that Yeshua and Kalev, as one assumes, they're the ones that survive from the people that went to tour the land. So Moshe told all these things to the Jewish people. I guess he told them that they were going to die and they would not survive. If you were above 20, you would not survive the desert. And Vaitablu Ha'am'od, the people were they mourned heavily. Vayashkimu Baboker, and they get up in the morning. Vayalu El Rosh Ha'ar Lemor Hinenu Valinu El Makom Asher Amar Hashem Ki Chatanu. So they get up in the morning and they go up to the mountain saying, here we are, and we're going to go up to the land that God said, because we sinned. So that's their proclamation, right? In the morning, these people wake up, and they're like, wait a second, why are we not going into the land of Israel? We changed our mind, right? We've decided that we're going to go into the land of Israel, and you know what? It's fine, because God said we sinned, and we want to go into the land. So, passing Mem Aleph, Vayomer Moshe, Lama Zeh Tam...
It makes sense, sir. What are they saying?
Ki chatanu. They're saying we sinned.
Yeah.
And we feel bad, right? And now we're going into we want to go into the land of Israel.
Is Valino like we should go to the place because we sinned?
Valino lamakom, we're going to go to the place. Asher amar Hashem ki chatanu. Now it's a good question where you put the commas there, right? Hinenu valino lamakom, asher amar Hashem. Right, let's go to the place that God said to us, ki chatanu, and because we sinned.
Because we sinned?
All right, that we sinned. Right, meaning it seems like what they're saying is, like, we messed up, God punished us, and we recognize that was like a bad call on our part, and now we want to go up. Right, so the one person that we know midrashically might be one of the mapilim is Tzlafchad. Right, so if Tzlafchad was one of the Mapilim, it kind of makes sense that he would have kids that were like real lovers of
Israel.
He's either or.
No.
I mean, it works much better in the not in this plot, but just in general. Meaning, his daughters are not like passionate mechalalei Shabbos, you know, like they're passionate lovers of Israel, which makes sense because that's what they saw from their dad. So the question, really, I think that we have is, what did these people do wrong? I mean, like they wanted to go to the land of Israel, and the whole reason why they were punished in the first place was because they didn't want to go in the land of Israel. So the fact that they're willing to go, it sounds like they did tshuva. Now, of course, Pasuk Mem Aleph is where it gets a little bit dicey, because Moshe says, Lama zatem uvrim epi Hashem b'ilo titzlach. Why is it that you're going against the word of God? Right? God said you can't go up. So you shouldn't go up, right? That's what
doesn't tshuva not work if it's post your punishment or your punishment, your decree? Like, you know, you should have been remorseful before you know what your punishment's going to be.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the whole idea of Yonah and Nineveh, he was concerned that they would do tshuva and the punishment would not occur.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no question.
God told them to do tshuva.
Right, no, there's no question that it's better if you do tshuva from a place of like, I come on my own to recognize I did something wrong, as opposed to God coming and saying, you're going to be punished severely. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I feel kind of bad. Yeah, it's better that way.
Yeah, I mean, it was worse than that. There was a decree. Like, God casted the final decree on them. You're not going, you're going to die. The time for tshuva or you know regret was before that happened.
Well, is there maybe a difference here between their act of contrition and their act of still trying to go to the land of Israel? My question is basically: would it have been different if they had said chatanu? Moshe says, but Hashem didn't tell you to go. And then they did it.
And then they did not go.
Right.
That, yeah. So right. So the question is, where do they mess up? Meaning, do they mess up?
Right. We would have known in 40 years or 38 years. If they would have gone with Kalev, then they had a chance. Then their tshuva was good.
Well, right. I mean, I guess you could like take Steve's question like this and say, if all the people would have come along and said, you know what, we realize we messed up. God, we want to go to the land of Israel. Would that have changed things? Meaning, like, would God then have said, you know what? I think we have tshuva here. So I think I could go easy on you. Maybe it won't be 40 years. Maybe it'll be, I don't know, you know, a little bit less than 40 years. Maybe it'll be 10 years, 20 years, whatever. Maybe only some of you will have to die.
I think you just answered it. If everybody did tshuva, maybe God would change his decree.
Right, but
there was no change in the decree here.
Right, so here, meaning the question is, what do you do? This is actually very cool because usually when David is doing this, I have absolutely no access to the screen. Right, so when we look at Pasuk Mem, the question is, in a vacuum, Pasuk Mem does not look like a bad one, right? Meaning what they're saying is, we believe that we should go up to the land of Israel. The problem,
isn't the use of Vayish came in a positive?
Yeah, I mean, usually people do that. Like it's you're a passionate person if you get up early in the morning.
It's not a positive. Paro did it.
Zrizus.
Yeah, it's Zrizus.
Avram did it.
Right, Avram did. Yeah, but I think there's. I mean, Paro emulated.
It's not always
it's a positive characteristic. It doesn't mean that everything you're doing is positive.
Correct. Right. I think Shmuel, that's well said.
Right.
So, yeah. If we looked at Pasuk Mem on its own, I think Pasuk Mem is impressive. Here's a group of people that recognize that they messed up. Now, is it David HaMelech where he realizes he sins and before he gets indicted, he says, Chatati Lashem? No. Is it more like Shaul where after Shaul is told, you know, that you messed up and you're going to be punished, he says, Chatati Lashem? Yeah, it's more like that. But that's still tshuva. So what happens? Moshe says, you're not going to be successful. So then Pasuk Mem Bet, he says, Al talu kein Hashem bekir bechem, lo tinag ful lifne oivechem. He says, whatever you do, do not go up. Because I don't want you to be wiped out before your enemies. Ki amaleki vaknani sham lifneichem nefaltem v'charev, ki al kein shavtem me'achari Hashem v'lo yashem imachem. So he says, the Amalekim and the Knanim are there, and you're going to die by the sword because you've forsaken God, and God won't be with you. I believe Rashi's the one that says the reason why they say Ki Amaleki is Moshe was trying to scare them and say, listen, you know Amalek. Amalek is the one that's already like picked as the punishment for you. So like lay off, because this is not going to end well if you pursue it. So then what happens? Pasuk Mem Dalet Vayapilu La'alot El Rosh Ha'ar. So they, vayapilu, is a tough word to understand. But they go up to the top of the mountain. Varom brit Hashem, u'moshelo mashu mikarav
ha'machane. Defiantly.
The Safaria says, yeah.
That is what Safaria, you know what's amazing? Safaria has become such a go-to. Yeah. Yeah.
I was using the old Archbold Tanakh.
Oh, all right. The stone. Okay. The stone works also. Vayapilu alot al rosh ha'ar. So Safaria and Art School both say the same thing. Did someone say check yeah. Safaria? Okay. And they
have Safaria open there. Yeah. Yet defiantly they march towards the crest of the hill. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got Safaria and Art School concur. Vayapilu alot al rosh ha'ar. They defiantly go up the mountain. Varom brit Hashem Moshe lo mashu mikarav ha'machaneh. The problem is that the Aaron and the Jew and Moshe didn't leave the machaneh. Pasuk mem hey vayered Amaleki v'aknani Yosha b'harahu vayakum v'aktum ad hacharma. So Amalek and Kanani come down from the mountain and they hit them and they destroy them. I believe in Bamidbar when we hear the story again, the place is a little called something different. And I believe it's somehow connected to the word bees. Rashi might quote that here also. It's because even though the Jewish people died, so the people that hit them also died in the process. Okay, so those are psukim. So I really just have one question. What exactly did they do wrong here? Didn't they make up and do tshuva by wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, isn't that the goal? Is that they should want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and here they actually do go to Eretz Yisrael. So shouldn't that be considered a win? Now I'm going to try to make this bigger because it is not terribly easy to read. So maybe if I... all right, give me one more try. There we go. Okay, here we go. So this is the Eima Banim Smecha. So for those of you that don't know what the Eima Banim Smecha is, like just a very... a very quick, like, al regal achas. So the Eim Abanim Smecha was a Hasidish Rebbe, Rav Teichtal, who lived in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, that area, during World War II. And he came to the conclusion at a certain point in time that Israel was the solution. And had the Jews gone back to Israel, all of their problems and all the suffering for many thousands of years could have been avoided, and yet they chose not to. So at the end, kind of like at like the, I don't know, about 400 pages into the English translation or more, he has a chapter called The Bad Debt, which is where he goes back to the this parsha, the Chet HaMeraglim. So we're just taking a small snippet from there. So v'ne'ita b'magen Avram. So Magen Avram says shatam shanu ne'orim b'leil shavuos he k'day l'takein mashakilkulu avotenu az matan Torah shiyashnu b'layla zeh. So he says the reason why we stay up all of Shavuos night is to fix what we did wrong by matan Torah, right? Because we slept that night. Binei imal kilkul kal kazeh hinhigur rabbeinu takenzo. So it goes, listen, let's be honest. In the grand scheme of things, that's not such a big deal, right? So they overslept. And yet, he says that Chazal are so strong about what we have to do. Al achas kama v'kama sha'alinu l'taken kilkul rav kazeh asher kol chayenu kvodenu kvod Hashem yizbarach וכבוד תורתנו קדושה, וכבוד מלכו בית דוד, וכבוד ארצנו קדושה תלויים בו. So it says, imagine, what if the sin is so much bigger than that, right? That our lives, and our honor, and the honor of God, and the honor of the Torah, and the honor of King David and his dynasty, and the honor of Eretz Yisrael are connected to it. Alkein barur kisheshemesh l'chol arot z'holdo alemet, she'ein lanu eitza acheret letzeit mimamadenu arazeh she'anu bo She'anu bo zeh ke'alpayim shana. So he says, therefore, It's clear to anybody that wants to be honest and truthful, there's no other advice whatsoever to come out of the bad position that we're in for close to 2,000 years. Biglal ha-chov ha-bisha shalavinu az, because of this bad debt that we took on, ad she-nitkan v'nishlam chov zeh, until we pay off this debt. When this debt is ripped up, so what will happen? We'll be able to leave this terrible galus. Right, and then we'll be able to come back to our land. Right, so that's what he says. So the context of this whole paragraph and really this whole chapter is that what he's saying is that the only way to fix Chet HaMeraglim is for the Jewish people to get up and leave what he calls, right, if Eretz Yisrael's Eim HaBanim Smecha, it's the mother, the happy mother waiting for her children. So he calls Chutz La'aretz the opposite, that it is the cruel stepmother who sometimes pretends to like us, but really at her heart doesn't. That's the only way to move on. That's what the Eim HaBanim Smecha says. Okay, I promise this is not agenda driven. But I think when you read this paragraph, it's so clear that the Mapilim on the heels of Chet HaMeraglim should what? They should be able to tip their hats and say, listen, we right away realize that there is this bad debt. We don't want to take it, so we're flipping right away, and we're ready to go into the land of Israel. And so it would seem as though they did tshuva. And if they did tshuva, then everything should be better. So the question is, did they really do tshuva? And better than that, what really is tshuva? So Rav Nevensol, who Rabbi Rasner quotes as the source for his idea, he asks that question, what is tshuva? And he quotes the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam Perek Bet of Hilchos Tshuva says, Ezohi tshuva gemura. What is real tshuva? Zehaba liyado davar she'avar bo v'efshar biyado lasoto. Uperish v'lo asab miyano tshuva. It's someone that is put in the exact same situation, the exact same scenario a second time, and he doesn't do tshuva, and he doesn't mess up again. So let's say if a person commits arayos, so all of a sudden, he's in the exact same position. He has the ability to commit that Aveira, and he chooses not to. Person commits, he's a thief, he steals money, whatever. He realizes that he does not want, he's in the exact same position again, he doesn't do it. That says the Rambam is tshuva. And he says it's lo miyira, lo mikishlon koach. It's not that he's afraid, right? Meaning like, if the reason I don't steal is because as I'm about to steal, right, 20 people walk into the room and I'm afraid that I'm going to get caught, so that's not really tshuva. That is, I'm afraid of people. V'lo mekishlan koach. And it's not that, you know, I'm not strong and vibrant. So if you have a 25-year-old guy that commits adultery and then he's in the exact same position again at 85 and he's, I just can't do this, it's too much for me. Right, that's also not tshuva. So he says, "Keitzad harishabal isha ba'aveiro la'achar zmanin yachidima v'omed ba'avato ba v'kocho gufo uv'koach gufo uv'medina shavar ba uperish v'lo avar zeu bal tshuva gemura." So you have the person that sleeps with a woman, and then all of a sudden, what happens? He's in the exact same situation with the exact same woman again. He still is desires her. He has all of his strength, and yet he refuses to do it because it's an aveira. That's about tshuva. And who should Shlomo Amar v'zachor borecha b'mei b'churatecha v'mlo shav ela b'mei ziknuto v'eit she'efshar lo lasot ma shayo se afal pisha eina tshuva m'ula mo'elet hi lo u'bal tshuva. Now, Shlomo Amar does say that if it happens that the person is 85 years old and is in the exact same scenario again. So it's not like, you know, he was put in the exact same situation again and he does not end up doing anything wrong. So what we do is we tip our hat to him and say, it's some tshuva. It's not full tshuva, but it's some tshuva. Okay, so then he ends, Afilu avar kol yama v'asa tshuva b'yom mitato, u'mei b'tshuvato kol avonotav nimchalim. If a person does sins all of his life, and in the last day of his life, he does tshuva, his sins are forgiven. Shenemar ad asher lo techshach ha-shemesh v'or v'yerecha kochavim, v'shavu avim achar ha-geshem shu yom ha-mita, mechal shem zachor boro v'shav kodem shiyamu nislach lo. If he does tshuva at the very last minute, he is forgiven. So then the Rambam asks, okay, so mahi ha-tshuva? What is tshuva? So he says, hu sheyazo v'chotei cheto v'yasir machshoto v'igmor b'libo shel yaseu od. So the first step is that you have to have azivat hachet. You have to leave the sin and get rid of the thoughts from your mind, and in your head decide, or in your heart decide not to do it anymore. Shemar yazov rasha darko. V'chein yitnachem al shavar. You have to feel bad about what you did. Shemar ki achri shuvi nichamti. V'yaid alav yodea talumot shelo yeshuv lezeh chet olam. And God will know that you're not going to actually do this again. Shemar lo nemar od elokeinu maaseh adeinu v'tzarech litvado b'svatav lo mar inyanot eilo shagomer b'libo. And not only that, but he also has to actually say it. He has to have the actual words. He has to do vidui, where he says, I feel bad, and I should not have done this, and that's it. So what are the three steps of tshuva? So it's vidui. I express that I did something wrong. Then it's charata, I feel bad. And then the last one is azivat hachit. I leave my sin. So let's go back to the mapilim for a second. Rav Nevin Saul says, did they do tshuva? So did they do any of tshuva in what they did? Any of the steps of tshuva happen?
Charata.
So they have charata, right? Why? Yeah, and also you could even argue in the
pasuk. Like,
well, in the pasuk before, Vayitablu Ma'od, right? The people were mourning. It could be that they were mourning for that reason. They were mourning about what they did wrong. Okay, so what else did they do?
They're mourning. I thought they were mourning because of the spies
that
died.
That could be also. It's possible. What else did they do, though? What other part of tshuva did they do? Did they do vidui?
I mean, they're in the position before. They had said that they were afraid to go to the land, and now they may still be afraid to go to the land, but this time they're pressing to go, I guess.
Okay, so that's a possibility. You can make the argument that actually would, and that would be like real tshuva, like, right, that they completely turned around where they were at. Okay, you can make that argument. What about vidui, right? Do they express remorse for what they did?
Wasn't that chatanu?
Yeah, ki chatanu. So,
no, more
it's
just a statement.
Well, it's a statement. I sinned, right? That is vidui. Vidui is like vidui is like hakaras achet, right? I recognize and I acknowledge that I sinned. So there's definitely vidui, right? There's maybe charata. The question is azivas achet. Did they leave their sin? So Shmuel made an argument that maybe they did actually leave their sin. What does everybody else feel?
Well, let's redefine the sin.
Okay, what was the sin?
Because if you sit there and say they didn't listen to God, and they went against God's will, which was to go to the land, then they didn't.
Excellent. So right. So that's a big question: is what is the sin of Chet HaMeraglim? Is this sin of Chet HaMeraglim that they did not go, that they didn't want to go to the land of Israel, or is it that they didn't listen to Hashem? Right? So that's a good question, and it's probably a question that we have to think about.
They didn't listen to Hashem that what? That go to the land, don't worry, it's all going to be good. Yes, how's that different from the first one? Trust me. What? How's that different from the first thing, Rav Meral just... What were the two options you just put out there?
Well, one sin is that they didn't want to go to the land of Israel. Meaning, like, going to the land, it's you go to the land of Israel, you don't go to the land of Israel. The other possibility is that their sin is that God said go to the land of Israel and they don't want to go to the land of Israel. Which means that really their sin is that they didn't listen to God.
Yeah,
Well, the decision, I mean, about going or not wanting to go or not wanting to go is not in a vacuum. It's coming out of Hashem telling them that it's, this is what we're doing, and either if they decide they're not going, that means it's because they're not listening to him.
That on the first part. So the first part, pre-Miraglim, they say, go to Israel. Hashem says, go. And they go like, no, these spies gave us a report and we don't want to go now. Forget about what you said. That's the chet. It's that they're going against God's commands. So now, in part two, the command is you can't go, and they do the exact same thing again. And that's not tshuva.
Right, so that, but if the sin was just that they didn't want to go to the land of Israel, and that in and of itself is the sin, so then the problem is that it would seem like they did tshuva. God, right? They God said go to the right. They want to go. They did not want to go to the land of Israel. Now they do want to go to the land of Israel. So then that would be full circle. They done tshuva, and then everything should be fine. So
how many people we're talking about here?
That's a good question.
Because it's one thing. What?
Couple thousand, I thought.
It's one thing to say to have a group of people saying we're sorry. But this whole thing was, you know, as I recall, described, you know, and called in Israel, you know, everyone cried. So it doesn't help when everyone is not saying the same thing. This is just a very small percentage of the approximately 3 million people in the Midbar doing tshuva. It's not, maybe it's just not enough reflective of the entire cloth.
Okay, that's definitely one way to look at it. So another way to look at it is to say that maybe they were, even though they weren't reflective of everyone, but, you know, this could have been a group of people that could have turned the tide, except the question is, what's their motivation? So Rav Nevenzel says the reason why, you know, we look and say, like, it looks like they did tshuva because they wanted to go to the land of Israel. And God said, and originally they had said they didn't want to go to the land of Israel. But what he argues is that actually the root, which is really where Aziva Sachet comes, is you have to root out what you did wrong. The root of their sin was they didn't listen to Hashem. Right? Originally God said, go up to the land. And they said, no. Now God said, don't go up to the land. And they say, we're going to go. So that's one way of looking at it. So now I want to share with you a different idea. It is, I saw it in the Iture HaTorah. So let's just make it a little bit bigger again. It might be easier to read. So he says, okay. Right? So this is their argument. We're okay. Let's go up to the place that God said because we sinned. So Admor Rav Migur. So the Rebbe from Gur. So he said, "Biker pam be kilts etzel admor of David Goldman." So he was by a different Chassidish Rebbe. So two Chassidish Rebbes were together. V'toch gedei sicha sha'alu, and the following question came up in their conversation. Hare Chazal amru ki shari tshuva lo ninalu. Chazal tell us, right, that the gates of repentance are never locked. In Cain, if so, lama lo nekabla tshuva yisal shahodu ki chatanu. So they say, I understand. If the gates of tshuva are never closed, and the Jews did tshuva here, they said, ki chatanu, we sinned. So why is it that God gets angry and refuses them? So honor of David, amnam kein tshuva eina chozer reikam. So he says, tshuva never comes back empty. Right? That's true, but why? B'medvar mamurim, b'zman sheish hakara b'chet. That is true when there is recognition of sin. Charata v'zivato, aynu tshuva miti. If you recognize the sin, and you have charata, and you have a zivat hachet, right? If you have all of those things, that's real tshuva. Aval anche dor hamidbar lo amru, hinenu valinu ki chatanu la Hashem. They don't say that we're going up because we sinned to God. Ela amar, Asher amar Hashem ki chatanu, but rather because God said we sin. Kolomar, right? That's to say, anachnu einenu modim b'zeh. They say we don't recognize that we actually sinned. Aval Hashem amar ki chatanu, but God has said that we've sinned. Mepnei kach anu chozrim b'tshuva, ve'ein zu tshuva mitid. And that's the reason why they say we're chozer b'tshuva. Not because we believe that we sinned, but because we believe that because God said we sinned. And that is not full tshuva. Admor Migur Nitpael, the good Rebbe was amazed at Teretz Hazeh, Panam Lokor V'Amar, Kach Tzvichem Lomo Pasuk V'Chumash. He says that's how you have to learn a Pasuk in Chumash. So,
that goes back to Shmuel's original question, which is, where's the comma?
Right, yeah. So this is quite a fascinating read. Again, I'm not sure if that's 100% pshat, but they say, right, the Admor of David Goldman, right, he would read it as, right, they said, Hinenu v'alinu l'makom, we're going to go up to the place. Why? Asher mar Hashem ki chatanu, because God said we sinned. Right? Not that we're going to the place that God said because we sinned, but rather we're going up to the place of God. We're going up to the place because God said we sinned. But what they should have said is, and maybe if they had said this, then the end results would have been different. They should have said, Hinenu alinu l'makom, we should go up to God. Why? Asher, right? Why? Asher chatanu l'Hashem, because we sin, or ki chatanu l'Hashem, because we sinned to God. Had they said it that way, then they actually would have been they would have recognized their Aveira. And maybe that even goes back to the Eim HaBanim Smecha's point, is that, yes, this is a bad debt, and we can do tshuva, but it has to actually be a full recognition of what we did wrong. And so Rav Nevensol and Rav David Goldman all point out that the mistake that we made is that we... We didn't listen to God, right? That's where it is. And what's interesting is, and we'll end with this, is the Netziv points out Vayapilu. What does Vayapilu mean? So it's Hine Ofla Lo Yishar Nafsho. It's from a cloud or a darkness. We have the word Afela, right? Vayapilu. When it says Vayapilu, they darkened their perspective, right? They didn't see clearly. Had they seen clearly, they would have recognized that what they were doing here was totally off. And if they would have recognized that way, then they could have steered clear. And that perhaps could have given them an opportunity to do tshuva. Unfortunately, for their sake, they focused way too much on the passion and the zeal to go up to the land of Israel. And in doing that, right, they failed to recognize where their mistake was. And that's where they end up falling short.